guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I've got so many news stories to get out to you guys. I'm going to be cranking out a few videos tonight. I promised to get my stoicism video out to you. It's going to be like an hour long probably, but it takes me a lot of time. And right now I've got 40 tabs open on my computer of stuff I want to talk to you. So I'm going to do that in a couple of videos. First thing I want to address is I just did the video the other day on Justin Bieber getting accused. Let me get recording on this and then you guys can kind of see where we are on everything. And this is why we need to be focused on not being on social media. And we need, unless you have like me, an account that has its own email, its own name, a profile picture that looks nothing like me. And so no matter what you do to find me, you'll never find me because it's just an email that I just made and a username that I just made and an image profile picture that is not me. So I'm basically invisible on social media. So the reason why that's important, we're going to go down through that today. And the court of public opinion is now the law, believe it or not. So if someone accuses you of something, that's it. Even if you are proven free and clear, that's it. You're in trouble. And I want to use the first example I'm going to use is look at Trump and Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels accused him of some things. They went to court about it. She lost. She had to pay his court fees, if I remember correctly. Yet people still talk about Trump as if he did these things. Now, whether you like him or not, he was proven in the courts to be innocent. But people still say he did bad things, right? I want you to see this this picture here. It is not, she hasn't made this private or anything like this. This is not something I have to hide. It is on her profile page. She is one of the women that accused Justin Bieber of doing bad things to her. And if you didn't see that video, it's like 3-4 days older than this video, where she accused him of doing some bad things. And poof, he said, here's my Airbnb receipt. Here's some photos of me in a different town. You've got nothing. And now my attorneys are going to come to you. And this is the post she left today regarding it. Today? Yeah, is today the 22nd? No, 2 days ago. It says, I need to leave. I need to go outside and breathe. I can't see this. Men having all the receipts ready to discredit the people they hurt. All your alarm bells should go off. This is my worst nightmare. This is why I will never, ever say what happened to me. Because he has proof that he was in a different area and that refutes her claims against him. So heaven forbid you defend your guys, you defend yourselves, guys. Because that's not fair, and that's wrong. What? Well, just in the last 2 days. Now, thank you for some of you that have sent these links in to me. I had a few of them pulled up for myself. Let's go through these. Here's how many of these tabs that I read. Here's how many people have been found guilty by the court of law. That number is zero. Okay, so now here's how many people were accused by the court of law. Zero. It's all social media. Let's go through this. You'll see what I mean. Insomniac responds to allegations from a former staff about culture of harassment. Insomniac has shared a statement in a reply to a round of accusations made against multiple former and current members of the studio, saying in a tweet that it was aware of the complaints and took action based on that information. We were aware of the allegations made in a former employee's tweets today and have taken numerous steps to address them. So that's all it takes. Somebody tweeted something and we are now taking action. No proof, no counterproof, just, well, somebody said something, you gotta go. Ubisoft, deeply concerned with allegations against multiple employees. Ubisoft said it is deeply concerned by the allegations leveled against two of its employees, which come after Dying Light 2 narrative designer Chris Avellone was accused of using his influence and status to prey on women in the game industry. So on and so on, blah, 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 and the basically kind of the same thing. I don't know if this was a tweet. Let me see if I can see through here if they say it was tweeted out. Doesn't say, but haven't been found guilty of anything, just someone made some accusations. From Cockatoo. Cards Against Humanity co-founder quits after complaints over him doing bad things. Mark Temkin, one of the original 8 co-creators of Cards Against Humanity, has resigned his position after numerous former employees came forward with allegations that he was the harbinger of a toxic environment at the company's Chicago offices. so on and so forth. He stepped down and no longer has any creative control. Now, again, that says that we're hiring specialist firm to review and improve all HR and hiring practices, so on and so forth. And I did not see anything in the story that states where he's actually been found of guilty of anything. It's just, hey, people are complaining about you. You need to go. We do not want you working here if people are complaining about you. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, creative director going on leave of absence amid infidelity scandals. Citing personal issues, he said on Twitter he's stepping down from his role on Assassin's Creed Valhalla. No reference to his Sunday to a tweet from a woman who said he deceived her about his marital status while they were in a one-year relationship. Now, okay, maybe the dude was married. Maybe he stepped out on his wife. Last I knew, that's not something that, I mean, we've had presidents that have done that, Bill Clinton. Last I knew, that's not something that got you fired from your job. But again, the court of public opinion. Now, there's a lot of these I want to go through, but bear with me because they're all for a good reason to prove to you guys something, okay? Industry abuse problem brought into focus by latest wave of allegations. Less than a year since high-profile industry figures named dozens of streamers, influencers, and developers called out for bad behavior. How? Tweets. Elijah Daniels resurfaces Bryan Singer allegations, claims he's preying on young influencers. Comedian and rapper Elijah Daniels claims director Bryan Singer is targeting blah, blah, blah after tweeting blah, blah, blah. Chris D'Elia dropped by CAA 3 Arts Management after misconduct accusations involving underage girls. A creative arts agency, CAA and 3 Arts Management have dropped comedian and actor Chris D'Elia from its roster after multiple women accused him of predatory online behavior towards them when they were minors. A person with the knowledge said, told the Wrap. The accusation surfaced last week when Twitter user shared screenshots of conversations she says took place between her and D'Elia in 2014. Okay, now here's the thing, guys. I'm not saying none of this happened. And if it happened, hey, let's look into it. All right? But all these are is accusations, just like they did on Justin Bieber. The difference is Justin Bieber had proof readily available, and he's now taking them to court. But we're only halfway done, gang. Misfits game designer suspended following allegations. Allegations. That's all it is. Somebody said you did something, but you may not have had done it. Mel Gibson fired from Chicken Run sequel after Winona Ryder accuses him of saying bad things. Oh, and saying bad things back in 1995. See, film star Ron Jeremy charged with more things that I can't read. And they said this happened in from 2014 to 2019. He said, hey, you know what? I've had these accusations put up against me before. I've never been found guilty of anything. These are just more false claims. And as a matter of fact, he did have one that was dropped on him. Guys, all these accusations are in the last 2 days. Jim Cornette, the wrestler, and many of the wrestlers that work in the WWE and one of the other foundation, Jim Cornette denies recent allegations, blah, blah, blah. And some of these others are getting allegations. Flood of allegations in the adult industry now are met with deflation. Warren Ellis and Charles Brownstein face public reckoning for predatory behavior. I'm not going to keep recording. And I'm not going to link to all these stories. All you have to do is type in allegation and hit news for the last week on a web search. Guys, here's the thing. Number one, so many times I've said this and I'm going to say it again. Get the heck off social media. Or if you're there like on Twitter to read the news like I am, make an account that has nothing to do with you. Don't post anything and just lurk if you really want to be there. I haven't been on Facebook. So last time I logged into, I do have a Facebook account to log into certain things. Last time I logged in, I didn't even recognize what I was looking at. Like Facebook's entire graphical user interface, the GUI is completely different. And I didn't even want to take the time to see what it was. Facebook, you know, all this stuff, guys, it is not safe to be on social media. And why? Because these allegations come out. And if you have any conversation, you see that they're bringing up screenshots and this and that in the past. Now, maybe some of them are bad. Maybe some of them should be looked into. But others, they're just saying they're allegations. And that's it. And because we do not want to be associated with anybody with allegations against them like this, we're cutting them loose. Now, many of these people are stars, and yes, they might have money and they're popular. But I know, I've read so many of my stories that you guys have said, hey, I had this person say something or say lies about me to my family, my friends on Facebook, and this, that, and the other thing. Social media is not safe anymore. And you have to be very, very, very careful with your communications with people. And in some cases, like Bieber's, he wasn't even in the same city. But he kept receipts and he kept proof of where he was. We're getting to the point now, and you know, people can say this is paranoid, but there are 10 or 12 stories here that have just happened in the last 1 or 2 days, the last 48 hours of high profile people. You can't, if it's not targeted all of a sudden, if you're not calling this targeted, targeted outing of people, why all of a sudden in such a small time frame? Why are people going all the way back to 1995 now? It's because it's become fashionable. It's the I get victim attention, and so I get lots of clicks and tweets and affirmation and feeling good and making me feel better about myself because I can put other people down. So guys, I wanted you guys to see all these stories, and I don't have a whole lot to say about it, but if you're on social media, if you're gonna do it, don't friend up a bunch of people. Don't get anywhere where you have to align or get, you know, give out any of your information. Try to stay as anonymous as possible. Number two, you better be careful in your texts. You better be careful in your private messages because people are screenshotting them and they're going to take them out of context if they can. And it's the point where you need to watch out for yourself. And maybe this will happen to you, maybe it won't. And the odds are it won't happen to you. And I'm not saying to be paranoid about this stuff, but there's a point in time comes where if somebody wants to hurt you and somebody wants to make you pay, they now have a very easy way of harming you and to make your life exceptionally difficult. So just be aware of that and be wise in your decisions on social media and your interactions with the opposite sex. Be careful out there, guys, because it can happen to you just like it happened to all these guys. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos because they've got some good information there for you. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, social media is going to hurt you. Past conversations can hurt you. You need to make sure that if you are interacting with other people, that they're people that you can trust and that you're doing the right thing. Thank you.